Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, shit. Here we go. That bitch.
Where's my bottle?
I got my AKA Cody B. Wick. This is a new mixtape, though, y'all. This is a new one. I'm just playing. Because really, because when I get serious, y'all don't like that. So I'm just going to play on this one, all right? Yeah, let's have some fun.
Are we ready?
I think I'm ready. Oh, shit. Daggers loose once again. I'm taking niggas oxygen. I'm taking it back to when niggas got jacked when they lost
wins.
Change tens, give me that. Fully covered with a witted hat. We all strapped, waiting for any nigga to talk smack. Stupid nigga, thought I couldn't shoot. Point blank to your ear, a bullet through your Bluetooth. Your brain on the sunroof, quick to make a hater bleed. Blood red, IBs banging, I just smoke weed. My favorite color green though, y'all niggas like Nintendo. Smoking on that bomb, you niggas still smoking Indo. All of y'all pretendo, 4DB is grade A. Dipping in a white Bronco, feeling like I'm OJ. Westside only, middle fingers to these other rappers. If it ain't, fuck it then, it ain't a factor. Y'all just a bunch of actors, undercover fudge packers. I'm the bomb, set the roll up any nuclear reaction.
Shh, quiet, don't make a sound. Get burned if you disrespect
the bell.
Cause we ride all night. Yes, we ride and get high all night.
So,
shh, quiet, don't make a sound. Get burned if you disrespect
the bell.
Cause we ride all night. Yes, we ride
and get
high all night. This is how we do it on the West Coast, Atlanta, that bomb weed. What you mean you don't smoke?
No joke.
Mo for me with Hennessy and Tickle Bitties. I'm collecting mo haters every time I cruise the city. No pity. Save your phone calls, your emails, cause I delete them quick and I be laughing at your voicemail. Oh well, drama I avoid or you get destroyed. Every battle I done won, undefeated, call me Floyd. My lyrics are like steroids, look at me, I'm pumped up. So make me pop the trunk and pull both double pumps up. Leave you with that skunk thing, fuck with niggas and your bitches think. Cause if I get at them, yup, I bring it on, and the kids are sick. I need a drink, so serve me up, you bitch niggas is out of luck. I'm still throwing bottles, cause I don't wanna crack my pimp cup. This world got me fucked up, I'm trying not to kill a hater or choke a bitch till she can't breathe and needs a vent.
Shh, quiet, don't make a sound. Get burned if you disrespect
the bell.
We ride all night. Yes, we ride and get high all night.
So,
shh, quiet, don't make a sound. Get burned if you disrespect
the bell.
We ride all night. Yes, we ride
and get
high all night.
I like when people play games, I kick ass and take names, laughing while I beat them down.
Driving in the bike lane,
looking for victims, because I'm hunting every hater down. I represent the West Coast, and you know I'm Cody B. Witty,
get it
if you don't, too bad. Building froggy leap, bitch, what you need, a launch pad?
I'll kill you, bitch.
Clean it quick, keep talking and I'll take you out. Your head in that plastic bag, that's that Ziploc. Scared a bitch of drop top, it's quiet now, I gotta cruise. Cause yeah, I'm with it, but I'm not with bitches and they attitudes. It's like I gotta lose to win, I'm cool because I lost enough. They tried to break the dagger down, but all I did was toughen up. Smoking blunts back to back, cracking bottles here and there. Still saying nothing,
and
bitches coming out they underwear. Who am I beyond compare?
Too bad the world would never know.
I fly to Kentucky, fuck it, and learn to play a banjo.
Shh, quiet, don't make a sound. Get burned if you disrespect
the bell.
Yes, we ride all night. Yes, we ride and get high all night.
So,
shh, quiet, don't make a sound. Get burned if you disrespect
the bell.
Yes, we ride all night. Yes, we ride
and get
high all night. Like,
like you got yourself a fugitive of justice. I say y'all came to the right hombre.
Look, we have exactly 4 hours and 45 minutes to find the Xbox killer. Can you help us do it?
I'd be dead on his ass like Spencer for f***ing hire. I hunt him down and feed him his own testicles, and I do it in a jiffy. And I don't care if it's mama to ass, grandmama, innocent bystanders, little kids, babysitters, bill collectors, whatever. I leave his whole block filled with hot brass if I have to. And you know why? Because I just don't give a... Y'all sure you don't want no breakfast?
What's cracking, y'all? The Dagger. LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. If you tuned in live or could download and listen to your own convenience, you are officially tuned in to Fuck You Friday. So you already know what's up. No music. The only music you heard was what you heard already. Although I may play some shit a little bit later because I got some, like I said, I got a few things to say later. Then some music's going to accompany that probably. So we'll see what happens later. But besides that, it's all talk. So Make sure if you got a problem, you got an issue, you got whatever, and you out there listening, call in 661-621-7559. As always, chill in the queue. Or you can press 1 to holler at me, but let me get certain things out of the way quick, real quick first. Shouts out to the boss, Eddie Topaz, and Shakers again. We're out here creating Bang Out Radio. We're not nothing popping off going on over here right now. So thank you. And now we got things riding as we do. All right. Next up, all independent artists, keep doing what y'all doing. Keep sending in your music. Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, that's dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Like I said, I got five shows. Four of them play music. All right. So I will find a place for it in rotation. And, of course, last but not least, and who's calling me? Does anybody take the time out of their day to spread word about the show, to talk about the show again, to support me, to support my co-hosts, just support what we got going on over here? Because, again, need y'all doing that, all right? Best way to promote the show, get word out about the show, is just talk about it. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell people at work or whatever. Because the only people that are going to, they're not going to believe me when I say this show, y'all, but like I said, they're going to believe y'all. So it's all good, all right? So, yeah. And, yeah, officially fuck you Fridays. And I see what the fuck, man. Like I said, niggas already in the game. What it do, Wes? How you feeling?
What's up with it, man?
Man,
hello?
It, man. Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, okay. Just want to make sure, yeah, you know, fuck you Fridays. I had a couple of fuck yous, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
That's all.
Uh-oh. All right, well, yeah. Well, I'll let you start it off there. Go ahead. Well, who's on the fuck you list straight out the game?
Man, you know, it's always a dumb bitch, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to me, man, you know. It is always, you know, everything starts off cool and, you know, cool and smooth, you know what I'm saying. And then, you know what I'm saying, when they start getting emotion with their fucking feelings, oh, you doing this, I mean, she's slapping down, man, I'm fucking the preacher's wife, her daughter, you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? So, and I'm turning like, what the fuck is you talking about? Like, a nigga don't even be out like that. You know what I'm saying? What your nigga don't? Like, especially on, like, niggas go to work and shit or whatever. But this is a shout out to this bitch. And I want to say fuck you because you don't know what the fuck you talk about, you dumbass bitch. You know what I'm saying? fuck you, and fuck you. Fucking stupid ass fucking bitch. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. She pissed me off real quick and shit.
Oh,
but other than that,
is that recent?
Huh?
That it just happened like recently, like that,
like last 30 minutes ago. You know what I'm saying? Like,
wow.
I was having a cool day. I'm like, yeah, it is fuck you Fridays. You know what I'm saying? Because I did tell her. I said, well, fuck you. And then she hung up, so I ain't hear from. Then she texted me and she wanna talk about I mean. You know, so how the fuck am I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? This is some stupid shit.
You are the bad guy, bitch.
Yeah, I am. But if she know that I'm the bad guy, she need to do what the fuck she need to do, because I'm not going to take that bullshit. It ain't nothing to replace you. You know what I mean? Like, I got subs. You know what I'm saying? For every position.
He said I got subs.
For real. Well, for real, man. I'd be that bullshit, man. Oh no, man!
Yeah, a lot of
you know
this week.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that shit. That shit crazy, man. I love my life, though. This is stupid. Oh, this is crazy. Yeah, and fuck Capsule Corp, nigga. Let's put that out there, nigga. I don't give a fuck about none of that, nigga. It's Hoodbound Gang, nigga. I got to talk to that nigga. I said, yeah, it sound good. You know what I'm saying? Niggas was talking about, yeah, well, we should. I'm like, yeah, it sound good, nigga. That shit gets no ride in this ride, buddy.
Man, you talk about that situation?
That situation? That will never go down.
Well, fuck it then. Okay, well, since we just brought that up now, like I said, man, what the fuck? Fuck this nigga schoolgirl, period. That's where I'm at, period. Like I said. And I'm going to say fuck Capsule Corp, too. I fuck with the Google boys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Google boys, I fucks with the Google boys. I don't fuck with Capsule Corp, and I don't fuck with Schoolgirl. I don't call that nigga whatever. That's what his name is to me now, point blank, period. And for those that don't know the situation, it's like, man, this shit right here, man, like, I was flabbergasted. Because it's not like, niggas don't know what happened, right? I mean, Spire, at least you know why I got a personal stake in this, though, don't you?
Right, yeah.
I mean, you know why, right? You know
yeah.
At least why I feel the way I do so strongly about this situation, right?
Yeah, I'm already knowing, yeah.
Okay, just make sure, so I won't even get into the whole depth of the story and everything on what transpired there, but there are some, let's just put it like this, there are some lines that niggas cross that you cannot return from, period. You know what I mean? No matter what. You know, and this nigga right here crossed one of them lines with me. So there is no, like I said, peace treaty killer, never. You know what I mean? Never gonna happen, never.
I feel you.
And then I'm like, you know, and this is what, and like I said, I don't bang. We're not bangers. I mean, y'all have banged or whatever, but we don't be on the shit. Like I said, I don't bang. But I guess it became some gang banging shit. This is the closest thing to a gang that I would be affiliated with, that I would be a part of, like, for real. Like,
right.
In that type of situation. So it's like, I guess it's what niggas feel like when niggas, because I've been around, don't get it twisted, I've been around gang life, and I know homies that's from places and everything like that, so it's not like I don't know what's up, but it's like, I feel like this nigga was claiming the hood, nigga, and he ain't from the hood. What the fuck is this? Like, nigga, Clint put in, you know what I mean? Clint put in no, oh, probably got to roll up your windows, at least. Driving?
Oh, my bad.
Issue. Man, you ain't put in no work, you know what I mean, over here. You ain't done nothing as far as hood bound go. You know what I mean? That's all I'm speaking on, nigga. And of all the motherfuckers, and nigga, I buried this nigga. Where have you been? What the fuck have you been doing to all of a sudden? And then the next time I see something of you, it's hood bound? No, you not. No. No.
Yeah, he know that. He know that. But look, he was just trying to lie to kick it. I already told him because he was like, yeah, man, woo, 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 woo.
Like I said on my little thing, I don't want you thinking about it, dreaming about it, saying it, texting it, nothing. You know what I mean? And then fuck you, too. You still a homie. He put your name in it. And he put his name on it. That shit pissed me off. Personally, I mean, like, again, niggas is grown. Do what you do or whatever, but ain't nothing ever gonna be hood bound going that nigga way on nothing. Like I said,
man, you already know, man. That's what I was telling you yesterday. You worried about the wrong thing. We ain't worried about him, man.
No, man, I'm not worried about it. But still, nigga, like I said, I feel disrespected, nigga. Like I said, maybe it's just me because, like I said, I got a personal stake in this. Like I said, that's why this nigga's been buried dead long time ago, my nigga. Long time ago, this nigga got smacked, and I heard nothing from it since. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. And then out of nowhere, you just want to pop up and try to resurrect this shit and use the late and use the stamp. That we've been here building and doing shit that we've been doing, and you trying to, like, nah, no, no, no.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
Fuck that. No. You know, that's why I was like, man, I hope I don't, niggas don't think I'm
doing. What up, man?
Like,
how you doing? I made a box of new ports.
You just,
shorts. You know what I mean?
It just can't go down that way.
Yeah, man, I wouldn't even.
766.
Yeah, man. I just don't know.
And I was just, and like I said, I was just, it just hit me at the wrong time. I just, you just see some shit out of nowhere, and it's like, oh, shit, you know what I mean?
So what was that on, though? That was on, like, some Facebook shit or what?
Yeah, because remember when I was doing the throwback shit yesterday, right? I was doing the throwback lyrics and shit, and I was writing out niggas, like, verses and shit and tagging them and everything. I had did one of Chachi's verses. I did a line from Chachi's song. And I was like, I could have sworn Chachi had a Facebook. I was looking on this. These niggas should have him on his. These niggas have pictures and shit with him or whatever. So maybe he's on. So that's the only reason I went to his page. That's the only reason. Because I was looking for Chachi page, and I couldn't find it. But then I go to that nigga's shit, nigga, and the first thing I see is that. Like, and it's been up since last Saturday. know. Like, if I would have seen it earlier, I would have said something way earlier. You know what I mean? I just know how I feel. Right? But I'm like, this is how I feel. Like, this is for real. This, you know, it just, to me, it's like, if I felt as if he was saying Hillbound, and that nigga should not, never say, like I said, I don't want him saying it. I don't want him writing it. If we get t-shirts, I don't want him wearing a t-shirt. You know what I mean? I don't want this nigga doing shit that got nothing to do with the period.
Yeah, I tell you, man, I don't sweat that because, like he was speaking up on that shit. Look, man, it's Hillbound. I keep saying it. It's Hillbound. Church is like, man, niggas need to do this and that. I said, regardless of what it is, nigga, at the end of the day, it's Hillbound. Y'all niggas take it how y'all want to take it. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is laughing. I was talking to Big Shot, too. Like, nigga, all y'all niggas, Hillbound or lay down, nigga. I don't give a fuck, nigga. Like, niggas had a lot of time to come in and get some of this. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is still on the outside. Nigga, and you claiming this Capsule Corp shit, y'all niggas don't do nothing. No songs, no shows, no nothing, nigga. And this nigga happened to have a t-shirt, nigga, and some keychains of that shit. I'm like, wow. He's like, man, y'all ain't got no, that's like, nigga, we Hoodbound, nigga, deliberately, nigga, like, nigga. He's like, yeah, nigga, we like, yeah, nigga, this Hoodbound, nigga, I don't give a fuck about none of that, nigga. I don't give a fuck about the nigga. I'm a lifetime member of this shit, nigga. Don't fuck about none of that, nigga. You just trying to be down and shit. What he's trying to do is just use foe in his ways and shit. But like I told the nigga, that shit ain't on Hoodbound. I'm like, that shit ain't on Hoodbound, nigga. I don't give a fuck about none of that, nigga.
This is what I'm also saying about foe too. It's like foe always been saying that we all know this, like. This nigga, I'm not saying his name, but this, like, that schoolgirl, he always been trying to buy Foe style anyway, ever since, like I'm saying, you know. So do you feel, I don't know what he's thinking, personally, as far as Foe go. Like, why would you even want this nigga, like, why would you want to be associated with this nigga in any shape, way, or form? You know, it's his name next to it. It ain't my name. But I still feel some type of way. Because, like I said, I saw the Hoodbound part. If he wouldn't even threw in the Hoodbound, I would have just said something to Foe, not even, you know, he just said nothing even more past that. Like, nigga, you know he's saying something or whatever. But he up there, nigga, putting it out at the exclamation point and shit or whatever. I don't give a fuck about nothing. No, you're not. That's what I think you're doing. When you write something like that, then I picture you saying Hoodbound, and that shit is not cool.
That shit fake anyway, man. That shit fake anyway. That nigga don't like us. Homie. I already know.
Exactly. Exactly.
I already know, but
you
ain't cool.
You ain't fooling nobody.
Yeah, because he know he'll get turned up on real quick. I'm telling you. Mm-hmm.
This nigga know he don't like this. Like, you know what I mean? And he know he don't. I don't even know. That's what I'm saying. Why even go through the motion? Why even fake the phone? Why even act like, you know, anything? You know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to understand. It's not even worth going through it.
Yeah, for real.
And then this nigga phone up, and like I said, nigga phone be nothing like that. Like, yeah, leave me I mean, I understand he's trying to get some shine off of us and everything. Like, no, none of that. Nah, he don't get nothing off of us. Nothing. You know what I mean? I don't...
Yeah, I feel you. I'm telling you, niggas ain't Hoodbound. I tell you, I swear to you, niggas ain't Hoodbound. I'm not fucking with them niggas. Straight up, like, nigga, you know, we built this shit. It's us. That's what I'm saying. Niggas can't say nothing, homie. Like, fuck them. That's how I feel. For real. If a nigga even do something, like I told Chachi, nigga, if we do something with the Google Boys, nigga, we courtesy of Hoodbound, nigga. Straight up, nigga.
Like,
I'm talking about what they about to claim.
Exactly.
Yeah, but
niggas
even
them,
that's
got no
what I'm saying.
Google, like, boys, but like I said, but y'all wanna say Capsule Corp? Yes, fuck Capsule Corp, because that nigga's on Capsule Corp. So yeah, I'm gonna say that. Fuck that nigga. Yeah.
Nigga, fuck Capsule Corp as a record label and into the motherfucking staff. I don't give a fuck. Nigga, this Hoodbound, nigga, y'all can run it. We ain't gonna do that. We already know. I was saying, niggas be trying to treaty and shit, trying to act like they like niggas and shit. You ain't gotta play for me. If you don't like me, nigga, do something about it.
Nigga, I know. That's what I'm saying. How is you gonna sit up here, you know what I mean, and try to claim something that, nigga, I'm hoodbound, nigga. Do you not know this?
Like,
do you
know?
So what makes you think that you gonna sneak in the back door and try to claim, like, nigga, you do you not realize that I'm already here, nigga? Like, I don't know what the fuck you think, nigga. It's never gonna, that's what I'm saying. It's never gonna happen. Ever. Like, oh man, this shit is ridiculous.
I nigga know that shit, man. He know that shit ain't about to pop. Especially with me, nigga, you already know. You know, you don't like me, I don't like him.
Nigga, this is what I'm saying, nigga, because it's just, I'm just going to do a quick recap. This is the type of nigga that we're dealing with right here, you know, in this situation. We're going to get back to the bitches in a second, because these bitches is out here acting crazy right now, too. But this bitch nigga right here, you know, at the same time, it's like, you got to realize, he's the type of nigga, when there was beef, like I said, Dagger doesn't call beef. People call beef on me. I'm just gonna say that off top. Like I said, I don't attack. I retaliate. You know, and this is the type of nigga. Like I said, I was his baby's godfather. You know what I mean? This is the type of nigga that was always right there in that passenger seat. Was rolling with, did all kind of shit with or whatever. Spy, you remember? He was there, and you still need to roll up your window. And you still need to roll up your window.
Man, my window turned down, man.
Oh, I don't know what's, you're sounding drafty over there, but all right. But the like I said, nigga, doing shows with this nigga and everything like that, with this nigga on, you know, just nigga, you was always there and I always looked out for you, because like I said, if we riding and that's what we doing or whatever, and that's what we supposed to be on, and that's the type of person that I am, you know. But then you want to turn on me for what? Just out of nowhere, because you fucked them on stage, because now all of a sudden the Dagger got all the bitches and nobody's fucking with you and this, that, or whatever, because you want some other shit and blase, this, that, or whatever. You know, and then to steal from me and everything, too. And then instead of apologizing past that, want to drop a diss track and do all kind of, and then want to take it to the music and then try to drop diss tracks on a nigga and everything like that. Like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah, when he was doing that shit, when he was doing that shit, I'm like, man, you a bitch, nigga. Like, man, like, nigga, you was just with this nigga like a week ago, nigga. Like, what the fuck? He's like, man, yeah, you know, some bull. I'm like, nigga, that's some bull. You stupid. Like, nigga, I'm gonna laugh if he punch your ass out, nigga.
And then go, you know what I mean? And go co-sign with the nigga that you was co-signing with me against, that I was battling before this. Like, nigga, you witnessed what I did to this nigga, and now you gonna try to turn against me with the nigga that I just smashed too? Like, come on now. Like, I don't know what the fuck is going on in people's heads.
That nigga think he own. He think he own, man.
That's what's wrong. This is what I mean, man. I think that's the subject of the night, man. People need to really humble themselves lately. You know what I mean? People, ain't nothing wrong with being on, but you got to really be on. And the type of on that you make, you know, you got to be in the right realization. As far as this nigga goes, no, nigga, you was never on. Ever.
He think he on now, though. He think he got it now.
What is he doing?
I guess he just working, and I guess just doing what regular person's doing, you know what I'm saying? Everybody been working.
Okay.
I went to Simple Life,
nigga. You claim hoodbound. Hoodbound niggas is out here doing shows. Hoodbound niggas is out here on the radio. Hoodbound niggas is out here, you know what I mean, getting these tracks done. Hoodbound niggas about to drop these albums. You know what I mean? What the fuck? That's what hoodbound niggas is doing. He ain't hoodbound.
Nah, not at all. I agree.
It ain't no nigga I dead and buried years ago about to try to resurrect himself off of that name.
Nah,
off of that,
like
set.
That.
He's not.
He know I'm
especially
not having
like
that,
I
though.
Said, my nigga, especially because, nigga, you was there. You had, like you said, even this spot, he had his chance, nigga. I had this nigga in the studio. I had him on stages. You know, the last time he was on stage was with me.
That was a wow.
How long ago was that?
Man, that had to be some years, man.
Nigga, get the fuck out of here, nigga. What's the last song you did, nigga? Let me hear some shit right now, nigga. Where's your SoundCloud at, nigga? You got anything at least on Reverb Nation, nigga? You got one song somewhere? Anything?
Shit. We was asking that nigga where the song's at. He like, oh, I can't bring it up through this. Now I'm like, yeah, for sure, nigga.
Can't bring it up, nigga. You ain't got shit. Nigga, fuck you. Mm-hmm. And your song.
And your Capsule Corp, nigga.
Nigga,
like, keep saying, fuck Capsule Corp, nigga.
I just can't, man, people just really outstepping their boundaries, in my opinion. Like I said, I be trying to be so, like, because like I said, I don't be out to harm people. I don't be out to harm nobody. I actually look out for people more than I look out for myself. That's my biggest problem. You know, I see people out here doing exactly what they want to do. That, you know, I mean exactly what they want to do. Not giving a fuck about what anybody else got going on, what anybody else may think, that, ooh, whatever. You know what I mean? It's about just doing what the fuck they want to do.
And right.
And, you know, there's a sense of freedom to that. I understand. I'm not trying to sit here and say that, you know, you shouldn't be doing what you feel you need to do. Well, do what makes you happy. I'm the motherfucker that says, like I said, if it's making you money or if it's making you happy, then so be it. Do what you got to do. But, you know, at the same time, the things that make you happy, you know, could really seriously fuck with somebody else.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, niggas, like, when we be on, you know, and we do what we do or whatever, we may just be having fun, but then that shit may piss somebody off. It's probably going to piss somebody off. And that's
yeah,
all the way around the board. You know what I mean? So it's also, it's a give-or-take situation. But at the same time, I'm not, as far as I go, like I said, and you spy too, it's the same reason, like, we don't turn up unless we got a reason. And then at the same time, me personally, I don't just like turning up with just anybody, because not everybody handles a turn up, you know?
Yeah,
but,
pretty much.
But then there are those people that just turn up with anybody, you know? And that's not cool either, you know, in my opinion. Like, you ever know that person that just turns up with everybody or anybody, you know, just don't even matter, just whatever, right? They just, yeah, like, right? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I fuck with niggas I can depend on, you know what I'm saying? When the turn up is real, it goes down, niggas already know what's up. Like, fuck the bullshit.
Because you never know what may happen.
That nigga
you
right
never
there.
Know what may happen.
But that nigga right there, I'm going to tell you. Nigga, I'm by myself, homie, if anything happened, if I was with that nigga, man. That nigga tried to live off my name for one, nigga, like. Nigga, you not me, homie. Nigga, I went out here and put that work in these streets. Nigga, you just a little homie, nigga. You don't. Only reason why niggas is giving you respect like that, nigga, because you my little homie. They know I turn up. But, nigga, like I told that nigga before, nigga, you not about to live off my name, nigga. I done did this, homie. Like, niggas know me in the streets, nigga, because of me, nigga, not because of you, nigga. They know you because of me, nigga, like. Niggas gonna think of it twice because that's spy. Like, man, you know.
But see how you deaded that shit down. Like, nigga, you're not gonna say, you know, you gotta stop that. Nigga, you can't say that no more or whatever. That's the same thing I felt Bo should have did on that other situation. Like, nigga, nah, you know, you should have said something. That's just how I feel. You should have said something instead of trying to like calm the situation. That's just how I feel because, like you said, go ahead.
But, you know, Foe, he just be cool. He ain't tripping about none of that. You know how he be, you know what I'm saying? Which is cool, though, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter, but at the end of the day, Foe knows that nigga's not about to do none of that. You know what I'm saying? Nigga just had to, not too long ago, a couple
but
of months, had to go
time,
around there and check
saying,
that nigga.
So why encourage it? Why even give that nigga the littlest bit of hope? Why even, you know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. Why even... That part right there. He knows that it's never gonna happen. But this nigga over here has a little glimmer of hope or some shit that something may transpire. If you look on his page, it says that there's an album coming soon from Hoodbound with this nigga and that nigga. And that shit is not gonna fucking happen. So that's a lie. And then you got the Hoodbound name attached to a lie. I don't like that.
You know,
like
I think niggas love to say Hoodbound, but they not Hoodbound. You know what I'm saying? I know it sounds good. Like I said, kids say it. You know what I'm saying? It's real catchy, but this shit for real. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, like, nigga, it's hood battle lay down. Nigga, I don't give a fuck who in the way. Nigga, I told the homies that. Told Big Shot, told all of them. Nigga, y'all make all your little record company all y'all want, nigga. It's hood banner or lay down, nigga, and that's how it is, nigga. Fuck that. I don't give a fuck, nigga. Like, nigga, y'all had y'all chance to be down with it, you know what I'm saying, all that.
Man, so see, and this is shit that buried this nigga. See, I told you to play a little bit. So, I'm about to.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Yeah, man, it's cool. You should go check it out, man.
Because I applied, and then they called me, and they were like, oh, well, we received your online application.
Yeah, go up there, man. I did the same thing.
Yeah,
go up there, man.
They approved me for porn.
Yeah, that's the one I'm, this is it right here, yep. All right, for sure. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry.
We got a compliment on the car and shit. Like,
on the bull and shit, you know what I'm saying? Niggas told me and shit, but. But yeah, man, I don't like fake shit, nigga, and I never did. I don't give a fuck what it is. You know what I'm saying? That's a little homie, but I got a lot of love lost for this nigga, homie. You know what I'm saying? It ain't 100%,
right here,
nigga.
This is
more 10%, homie.
Like this shit, hey, it's none on mine. So and then why would you even want to be look? See on some music shit, right? We're just gonna keep on some music shit real quick, right? Now, like I said, I smashed this nigga on 2 tracks. Imagine in this song right here that I'm talking about, you. Would you want to be on a label with me after you just heard me diss you like this? Let's find out. Like, I got 2 of them. Hold on real quick.
Here I am again. I gotta wonder how it came to me. You used to be my closest homie. Now you spitting hater shit. I heard the track. I'm changing my weather. I'm a man. Come harder. You can do so much better. Activity, the remedy. A.K.A. schoolboy. Haters run together. So you better off with quarter war. You must be crying so that bitch didn't say. Now y'all ride the bus together, I be on that bag of shit. Why am I the target of all this misplaced rage? You mad at me?
Why?
I'm not the one that grows on the stage. You fucked up and like a man, I step to you and I let you know.
Aw, I hurt your feelings.
Bitch, you couldn't let it go. I tell you like I told him, keep my mama out your fucking mouth. My mama's in the house.
Your
mama's in and out the crazy house.
Where's your daddy at?
I ain't dissing. I wanna meet the brother. He left both the crazy ass.
That's one smart motherfucker.
I hate when motherfuckers think they hot when they know they not.
Aww.
Yeah, right. All your shit up in the pawn shop. You playing with your nose too much, my nigga. You better stop, your name is the cat.
Why?
That's something you ain't never got.
Never.
Always begging for change. Bitch, nigga, you was a fucking bum. And I would say no, then you would say
please, it's for my son, and that's your guy's son.
Whatever, nigga, say to you. Say you my daddy, I think you see it. Who's your daddy here? Begging you for bitches just like Corduroy would always do. Talk bad about the bitches.
Why?
Cause they ain't fucking you. Yeah, that's how you do. Some niggas just don't ever change. This ain't high school, boy. You playing in the man's game. Way back, you was a man. Okay, I'll give you that. But then you fell off.
Yeah.
And now you wanna be where Dagger at. I let this nigga tag along. I tried to help him get ahead. I fucked a half retarded girl, but you was dipping in them cracks.
Yeah.
Brought it up in his clarity.
Fuck Drake.
All broke niggas need charity. All of y'all a bunch of boys. Trade schools, corduroys, where niggas squash shit. Bitch, niggas like to make noise.
You didn't do your homework
before you started to diss. I understand you pissed, but now you sounding like a real
dumb
bitch. I've been about my mama's house.
There.
That was happy track. I'm in my own shit. Bitch,
nigga,
where you living at?
You ain't gotta answer that.
I think that everybody knows
I'm
gonna have a fork to tell the dagger not to hit the phone. If the niggas knew what you be saying
when you ain't around,
they kick you off the fucking block and had a
dagger
hold it down. You say I'm on that faggot shit, dagger has to disagree. I fill the room with bitches, all this nigga does is lick at me.
Yeah,
I'm breakneckin'. When you flippin', that's how flippin' goes. Why you sleepin' on the floor with no hoes in your clothes?
Cause I thought you was a real nigga.
I see you took the hater out. You never seen me fight, but I seen you knock yourself out.
How
the
truth, bitch?
If you bought a wide, ain't fixed. You can barely buy water. My nigga miss me with the bullshit.
Miss me. Beg me to join us.
Flaws. You knew the type of shit the dagger do. I didn't even want
to.
But still,
flaws.
More than you.
I knew it.
You've been stacking back a chip, it's darling.
call a diss track. I don't know what that bullshit he did was, but that's a motherfucking diss track. Step your game up, my nigga. No motherfucking dagger. Better act like it. Nah, better yet, you can't.
And that was just a warm-up. And then this is the one that just, it was quiet after this. This is what shut him down for years. This is the one that buried him.
All right. Uh-oh. You knew this was coming.
Everybody gather around.
I think everybody knew this was
everybody
coming.
Everybody gather around.
You know that.
Gather around the Xbox. Gather around
the chips fall where they
turn
fall.
Turn me up in the car. Turn it up so y'all can hear me.
Let whatever happens happen.
Everybody ready?
Watch let the battle begin.
Here to set it off from round two. Niggas way out of line. Bitch, you can't shine. You see through. Who the fuck wanna be you? Not nobody I know. Your own big homie didn't like how you was rapping the fuck. Listen up. Cause you was dope, your homo. Your life is slow-mo. The world was on your dick, but now you let him in your asshole. You showed that you cut. Congratulations. It's about time. That's gonna rise. And look, you already passed your fucking prime. Left on the sideline. The stupid niggas didn't handle games. Just like a faggot yelling out my government name.
Leo.
If I was you, I wanted to be me too. Justin Darnell Hayes can never walk in a dagger shoes. Should've bought the clue, but I believe you were a better man. Fucking with
Leroy.
So now you
Darnell dwelling hell.
Some of the comments, you bitch niggas who always stay broke. Can't take care of the kids, but keep the dagger in their fucking throat. No hope for the weak. On the mic of the street, ride a boss, you ride a bus, a biker passenger seat. And now you wanna bring the drama? I'll make a pause like a comma. Only bitches you ever knew were big sexy and your baby mama. Oh yeah, I almost forgot. There's three bitches in 6 years. This nigga thinks that he hot. Try to clown a nigga's bitches, and it's a snippet of what dagger has. I clowned your bitches too, but they all in the past. Feeling sorry for cats, that little nigga I miss. It's hard when your mom's a hoe and your daddy's a bitch. Yeah, I said give me credit, that it's over, ain't no going back. I'm not mad, you had the dagger laughing at the diss track. You barely had facts, the beats whack, sounding out of date. When I hate, that's great, I don't attack, I just retaliate. You should've known better, bitch. The dagger, he ain't no joke. I'm shitting on this nigga to wipe my ass with his death note.
Remember you started the fight,
why?
Cause you fucked up on the mic. Now everyone listen to this.
You what?
Schoolgirl ain't a man, he's a bitch. Talk crazy shit, but he ain't got a reason to back it up. That song wasn't about you, but now you got me fucked.
You the fly nigga lie?
Fuck that.
That's another lie, you'll never be big.
Don't
forget, you just a little spot. A dagger's so sick that there's no need for any remedy. Payback is flat because you're lacking in activity.
Who me?
Bitch, you better quit with all the fairy tales and grateful niggas. My testimony kept you out of jail. I'm high as finish, so I will finish what you chose to start. No wonder all the fags wear a fro hawk. Your clothes fair, but your pockets ain't got nothing but air. And if a woman slide me, then she be calling me. My mouth gon' make her mad, but my dick makes her happy. That's enough about me, I'm bringing focus to you. You've been on for 10 years plus, still ain't covered up your tattoo. Turn bitch real quick with the speed of the cheetah. This nigga forgot, Goku always beats a Vegeta. And I ain't stopping either, there's too much other shit I gotta drop. Creep down the street, no bitch, I park on the block. Crack my door and lean, turn my beat up. Make a lot of noise, smoking with real niggas. Jim J and a Google boy, playing with real women. You be playing with toys. My dick stays disease free, bitch. You the one with hemorrhoids. Now I don't really know, but this is how I think you got that bone. Fucked him in the mouth before the world was in his ass crack.
Activity, the remedy, aka Squirtle.
Got Glock running out his ass like he's jumping hurdles. When it comes to that rap shit, I keep it real. You the actor, what I'm saying is true. That's why your own hood is laughing
and
at
I ain't done a damn thing.
And now I'm up in the ring. You gave up your title to the real Menage A King. But go ahead and deny, because you ain't no real nigga. You a legend, whatever then, I'll be the legend killer.
Remember you started the fight,
why?
Cause you fucked up on the mic. You could've apologized like a man and it would be alright. You were my biggest fan, but now you're saying that I ain't tired.
Now everyone listen to this. Schoolgirl ain't a man, he's a bitch. Talking crazy shit, but he ain't got the proof to back it up. That song wasn't about you, but now you got me fucked up.
I'm saying, man, ain't no coming back from that, man. It's not. I'm sorry. And why would you want to be on the same level? Why would you want to be on the same label or whatever that did that to you? I don't get it. Like, I would never. It's just, that's sad. But hold on, we got to call it. Straight up to 310-8563. You got Dagger. What it do?
Yeah, this is STBG Music Productions. Dollar Roo sent me over an email. I talked to him on Facebook and follow him and shit, and I just wanted to call, tell you that, I've got a full label of the internet and just calling you to say what's up and, can I spit or do you just want me to just tell you what's up? I got a website and everything, so just wanted to call and say hi.
Oh, Okay, well, for sure, man. Thanks for checking in and everything like that. Now, you got to excuse me. I'm a little under the influence. Now, again, you were talking about emails. What is it you do? You said you got a website. What do you do with your website?
I got a website. It's stbgmusicproductions.com. I follow Dollaru on Facebook and or The Dagger on Facebook and everything. I got a full website set up, so.
Okay, so you got beats
on Twitter,
beats
everything.
And everything like that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, drop your links and everything. Let people know where they can find it at.
You just go to stbgmusicproductions.com. And,
all right. Oh, and just, find, just, and then get a link from the webpage.
And then you also, there's the, like the Reverb Nation and SoundCloud, everything's on there. You just go to stbgmusicproductions.com.
All right,
like
for sure.
HTTP. But can I spit real quick, or I want you to hear me?
Okay, let's go ahead. Let's go ahead. Let's see. Let's come. Let's shoot this up.
All right.
Wait. You got to close your windows. Whoever's, I'm here with you. We want to make sure we hear. If we're driving or whatever, we got to roll up or something. All right. Go ahead.
Come on back, come on back, and it's a bullet drop. I'm like a flip back, put the game to a flip the script. You want to flip the shit, no motherfuckers ain't real, feel the stress. Oh boy, just present, like I feel like a breast. No one gets a bustin', it's a bitch, you feel me, to you, feel me, swabbing. My homie, come on, fucking, the game, please, living. It's a bitch, willing, like I feel like you're selling. My homie, come on, fucking, the game, please, selling. It's a bitch, dealing. I drop a bitch like a drug dealer, that's a bitch, you bust home, boy, you got me rising. It's a bitch, you ride, he's driving like he's driving. Homie, come on, fucking, the game, till I'm living. And it's a bitch, you bounce back till he's done. I drop a bitch like a spartan, and it's a bitch, you ride home, boy, you want to bust till you're running with a gun. You'll drop my phone, like I feel like the game, and it's a bitch, you I can't get the fame. In the verse of the rap scene, get the rap game, get the crack game, get the dope game. Two motherfuckers get the road to fame. You can put your bus back to you drop bows. Let you flip the script until you flip the shit. No motherfuckers ain't real to him. Just like a peasant. Just a bit of a wrestler, like a fucking buzzer. Hope you can run back to the game till I'm falling. If you put your soul in surviving, when you're living. My hope you can run back to the game till a bus back. Till I drop bows. Let you feel the pop, 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 pop on the corner with the stoner. Till I drop bows, motherfuckers ain't growing. This is what you ride, motherfuckers, you ain't fighting. This is what you ride, you feel the clock. On the block, on the clock, with a cheap talk to you, feel the clock ticking. You can put your rhyme, keep throwing gun at home, boy, get you like a little living. Ain't nothing but your rhyme, motherfuckers ain't surviving. When you bust back on the game,
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to need the MP3 because I heard about every 8th word. I'm just being honest with you. But I like how you was able to get through it all and everything like that. But I'm going to need the MP3 and I'm going to have to check out the website. Cause I like the style. I have nothing against the fast style. But I just didn't hear. Maybe it's the connection. Maybe it's the internet. But like I said, I'm going to check out that website, all right?
All right, I just wanted to call you because he sent me an email with the number, so I called you tonight.
For
so thank
sure.
you.
Good looking out, appreciate man. That. Thank you. All right. Bye, what the fuck?
I couldn't hear nothing really, you know what I'm saying?
I couldn't
hear nothing either.
I couldn't hear, okay. It wasn't me. I mean, no disrespect.
Yeah,
I just couldn't hear him. I didn't know what he was.
It sounded like he was on point though, but you just couldn't hear what was really going on. But I'm pretty sure the MP3 would probably be a little different. I'm pretty sure, you know.
Yeah, but I'm saying. Like, I mean, that's one of those things. You can't do that. You can't do that live. I mean, I don't think you can do that live unless you gotta really have like, you know, lung and breath control and shit to do shit like that.
Because he was going though, but I just. I like you say, you heard every 8th word. Yeah, I heard like little words every now and then too. Like, oh, okay. But yeah, you know, just yeah, that's what's up though.
Oh man, I don't know, man. I'm just, there's a lot of shit, man. I'm just tired, man. I'm not tired of my life because I love my life. But at the same time, I'm tired of being me. Because I deal with a lot of shit because I am who I am. But I deal with a lot of shit, you know what I mean? The shit that I deal with is like, it's funny because shit you would never deal with, you know, like, fuck, I just already know, you know what I mean? It's just weird, like, this shit's crazy, but it's just one of those situations where you just gotta buckle down, what they say, man up, right? Like I said, it ain't nothing that bad. A nigga alive, niggas shit still pushing, things going, so just keep things moving, right?
Of course, you know what I'm saying? Don't do nothing but get better, that's what they say. You know, you can't worry about the niggas that ain't ahead of you. You know what I'm saying? That you wasting your time. You know what I'm saying, man, fuck that shit. That nigga is a nobody. Nigga still I'm just saying.
But not just saying. I mean, just in general. I mean, there's a lot of bitches. There's a lot of bitchiness going out there right now. There's a lot of things going on. Nigga, you see all these motherfuckers. Nigga, I saw the news story. Nigga, you saw that was that one day. Like, was that the gap when you and IV was talking about the dude getting popped at the car wash? Is that the one y'all was talking about that was all on the news and shit? How there was like 8 shootings or 5 shootings within like 2-3 hours in the same stretches of shit?
I think one of them was it, though. I really think one of them was it. I mean, it's some beef going on right now, man, between some hoods that's really, you know, some big hoods, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, man, it's going down, nigga.
This shit ain't no joke. You know what I mean? This shit is crazy right
shit
now.
For real. These niggas is for real out here. I'm staying the fuck out the way because niggas is getting murked. Nigga can't even wash his car. Nigga getting murked at the car wash.
But according to the news, this is how I don't know if it was the same one because, you know, they were doing the investigation. I was watching the news on the subject. And if it's the same one, they was talking about, man, it started from road rage, nigga. That's where it started. They were saying the niggas was driving. I guess one of them, you know, woo, 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 all out the car, like woo, 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 woo. And then they pulled up then they both pulled up in the car wash. And then they both hopped out, like woo, 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 woo. And one dude just had the pistol.
Shit, I don't even know the whole story, but
at least that's what the news said. I don't know, that's what the news said about that.
I mean, it could have been. I'm pretty sure it could have happened like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't put it past. I mean, shit,
Go ahead.
The niggas was having a car to car argument. That's stupid. That's what I'm saying, niggas, especially for the nigga that didn't have the heat. Why would you do something
exactly
like
what
that?
I was gonna say. Yeah,
yeah. Why would you do that? You know, and that's like, yeah. You know, I don't know what to say for that. I'm not about to. I don't give a fuck what or how hard niggas think I am. I'm not about to go into some shit without nothing, homie. It's just not happening. I'm not about to do that. That shit is stupid. I mean, nigga. I mean, you talk big and shit, but nigga, fuck all that, nigga. Niggas got guns out here and they're easy to get. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, they're easy to get.
Especially if you don't even got chores. I mean, how are you going to sit there and talk?
Yeah.
You know, talk woof, big shit. Small, medium, food and shit. Nigga, you got some cigarettes, got some food. You're at the house, post up.
Man, you know what I mean? I'm about to go to Universal Studios tomorrow. I think I am. I'm still debating if I get my ass up. But that's
Universal
the plan.
Universal Studios is whack, nigga. You better be going with a female or something or a family mission. Cause
I am, but I'm going because it's free and it's for my job and shit.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, free. Can't be free.
Yeah.
Can't be free.
Yeah, but, and plus I'm going to go with this little whoopee wop, you know what I'm saying? I hope it's, I don't know because I just had this custard out, so I don't know, you know what I'm saying? I might just be like,
fuck it. Oh, the one that you had to cut out, the one you just had to cut out.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm
going to send y'all some pictures from it tomorrow, though. You know, Topaz is having a model search thing or whatever, some shit out here tomorrow.
Who is?
Topaz.
Oh, for real?
Where's
that?
In Hollywood. Supposed to start at 4 o'clock.
Oh, man. It's going to be nothing but girl models and shit, ain't, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I try to model.
Oh, you're going to try to go over there and take a shirt off real quick?
You know what I'm saying? Let them know, like, yeah, I'm out here. You know what I'm saying? Keep my money up front.
You're going to take a shirt off and walk the stage real quick.
I'm going to walk the stage real quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? Who want it? You know what I'm saying? I'm taking business. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get it, man. Shit, you never know. Might have to, model some underwear or something. I don't know.
Look at this nigga. Abercrombie and shit now. That's how you feel?
Yeah, I mean. Like, yeah. But I don't know, man. I don't know what time I'm going to be back from if I even go. But I know I'm supposed to leave at 9 something. So I know
you're gonna be the first one in the park type shit.
I'm trying to get there early because we got certain little setups to where we got to be here a certain time so we can pick up this and pick up that. You know what I'm saying? I got my little parking pass already. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I got my free shit going. You know what I mean? I don't know though. I'm gonna know by
You got to be on.
Yeah.
When it comes to that freestyle, you got to be on time.
You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You can't be fresh. You can't be like fresh and shit. You know what I'm saying? Be 3 hours late and shit. When you're supposed to be there at 10 and shit, and you get there at 1 and shit. My own.
Yeah. I was going to Sunday, but this dumb motherfucker right here, I may even still, if he's so stupid, I'm going to talk about him twice. You see this little white kid, that 15-year-old kid that got sent to federal prison for 25 years to life? Did you see this little dumb white kid?
No, what did he do?
Nigga,
oh, that was that story, yeah. Okay, I didn't get a chance to really read it, though. What happened?
For swatting. They call it swatting. Now, for those that don't know what swatting is, this is when, like, I call the police or some shit or whatever or something and tell them there's some terrorists in somebody's apartment, in this apartment building up here, or bomb threat or something or whatever. And I basically get, like, the SWAT team to go out and bust up in somebody's shit. Like Spotlight, we got beef, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, we got beef. I call the police on you or whatever, but make it so bad that, you know, the SWAT come over there and be like, boom, like FBI type shit. Like, nigga, we in here. Like, that type shit. That's how
mm-hmm.
the police is. So, but this was over. All this was over a fucking Xbox game. Niggas was online playing Xbox and shit. And nigga lost, so he was like, fuck that, got mad, and called the SWAT team over somebody else's house, and they tracked him down and everything like that, or whatever. But nigga, convicted nigga, 25 years to life. Federal prison.
How much?
Federal.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And you know, in federal prison, you doing all that talk.
Yeah.
You doing all time. It ain't jail. Ain't no good behavior. Ain't no it's okay. Ain't no you don't get out sometimes soon or whatever. They got federal time. And just a dumb white boy. I'm glad he's white.
Mm-hmm.
Glad he's white. But look, SWAT is too fast among gamers targeting those who live stream broadcasting themselves in their games live over the internet. Fans and in-game rivals alike. If a gamer is able to associate the player information of a rival by locating their IP and residential address, they will call in a dangerous threat to law enforcement and watch as the live streamer's house is forcibly entered by police. Oh, that's even more fucked up. This is what's going on right now. It is this fun. Like, you sitting in your house online with the webcam and everything, whooping somebody's ass, but you lose. Or you know what I mean? Or you whooping my ass, and then I'm like, like I said, I sent the SWAT over there, and they're going to watch you get arrested in the back of your street of your house. That's fucked up.
Yeah, it is. He needs his ass beat.
Nigga,
well,
he in jail. 25 to life, nigga. But damn, I don't know. That's crazy.
What city is this? What city is this, though?
On, let me see if I can find it real quick. He asked me questions. I wasn't prepared for. Like, hold on,
I'm just trying to find out where I won't have to go to that motherfucker, because they give me 25 for that shit.
But they just have to make an example of that motherfucker, man, because motherfuckers been out here doing that shit, and they finally got one. Like, nigga, you going.
Damn. I'm surprised. Shit, ain't white too? Shit, I ain't mad.
But there's one little picture right here, crying, like, he got the little tits on there and everything, just popping, like, white people. Yeah, man. So, I mean, after we've been, though, Spy, you had a good week, man. My shit's been up and down, left, right, on back. Yours is good.
Man, my shit been okay, man. It ain't been perfect, but it ain't been that bad. But I'm good with it, you know what I'm saying? It's leveled out right now. You know what I'm saying? I cussed the bitch out, so I feel better.
But see, that's what I be saying. See, I wish I could cuss the bitch out, man. That's what I be saying. If I cuss the bitches out, I may feel better. But that ain't... That ain't me, though. You know what I mean? I mean, it's funny. It is a funny situation. Because I'll be on, whenever I even try to even talk to a bitch sometimes or even try to, like, express any kind of feeling or, like, emotion, no matter what it is or whatever, it's so out of my character that they don't know how to respond to it. You know what I mean? Because I'm not an angry person. I do everything I can to not be angry. I try to avoid situations. I try not to look at certain things. I try to think as objectively as possible just so I don't get angry about shit. Because I mean, anger doesn't really solve anything. It doesn't doesn't help anything. It doesn't do anything. You know what I mean? But as I was talking about earlier, see, I take certain precautions to avoid certain situations because I know how I can be.
Right.
But some shit you can't avoid. So then it's like, what do you do when you're put in the situation? And it's, like I said, like you can say like, you can cuss out bitches. I've witnessed it. I've seen you cuss out bitches. I heard it. Like, I really wish I could be like, bitch, what the fuck is wrong with her? Like, grab a bitch by, like, her shoulders and take the shit out of her. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you type shit? You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
And it's funny because it's the weirdest shit. My life is so weird. Weirdest shit happens. Like, one situation be going good, and then I focus on that. Like I said, I've been kind of focused on one situation for this entire year. In a sense, you know, I've been trying to stay focused on one situation for an entire year so far, and only because I'm the type, I don't like going for the sure thing. That's my problem, man. I've always been the type that was like, I go for what I want, even if it probably is not good for me. You know, I go for things that I like everybody else. In certain situations, when it comes to certain things, I'm going to do what I want. When it comes to the people that I associate with, I'm going to do what I want. But it's the people that I associate with. That's the crazy part, because I don't know if it's some shit like deep down or whatever. Maybe I, because I just seem to pick the weirdest motherfuckers. But I'm just as weird. But it'd be the craziest things. Like, y'all niggas is crazy as fuck too. But we work.
Right.
But we work. I mean, that's some nigga shit. But, I mean, when it comes to these females, it's a whole nother, like, but like I said, back to what I was saying. Like I said, I've been trying to focus on this one situation for a whole year. But the longer I keep doing this, I keep questioning why am I doing it. You know, because as far as that goes, it always feels like I'm in it by myself, in a sense. You know, I'm always, like looking at a goal that, you ever see those Garrison cartoons where you're running towards the finish line or whatever, but then as you get to it, it moves, so you never really cross it, and then you're just still just chasing it, and still going and going and going, like it's never, it's always right there, but there's no finish to it, there's no end point, there's no goal. You know, I'm the type of person that I feel the need, the things that I do in my life, there's a reason and there's a purpose for it.
Right.
Because there's so, you know, because as anybody's life should be, if I'm not mistaken. Right. The shit that you do in your life leads towards something, right? It leads towards a goal. There's supposed to be some kind of destination with it, right? You don't just do the right. same shit over and over again.
No, you gotta live up for something, man. You keep doing the same shit, nigga. That's not prospering at all. Can't do shit. Okay, fuck the same bitch every day, you know what I'm saying, when I know I don't like her, you know what I mean? I'm just saying.
No, see, you
know, when I know I don't like her.
But then what
bitch.
Do you do? But then what
if
do
I
you
do? Though, I'm gonna fuck, I mean, I guess I'm going to fuck her every day, then. But I don't know.
But then what if she don't like you?
See, now I just got to go to a bitch that want me. Shit, I don't give a fuck. A lot of bitches don't like me. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it real. A lot of bitches don't like me. And I don't blame them, you know what I'm saying? I'm not the nigga that's going to take that bush, but a lot of bitches don't like me, man. I mean, I'm telling you.
Right, but a lot of bitches, but this is the cold part. Like, yeah, you said that right there, right? Like, a lot of bitches don't like me because you don't take the bullshit. I think a lot of bitches like me because they're able to take it. But the thing is, like I said, I've been dealing with so much bullshit for so long that now if I try to be like, yo, I don't want to fucking deal with that, damn, Spy, what the fuck are you doing?
I had to get out the car, man. I'm about to go in the house.
Okay. But, like I said, and this is throughout the years, you know what I mean? I've dealt with so much that, you know, and that's why, like I always say, I'm like the safe zone, it seems like. When bitches don't want to deal with bullshit, they come to me, it seems like. They come to me for other reasons, too, you know, every now and then or whatever. It's really interesting. But, like I said, overall, like I said, I'm the safe zone. Drama free, bullshit free. I don't like that. But in doing so, I gotta hear all the stories. I gotta hear about they bullshit. You know what I mean? Sometimes, like, you should hear some of the stories that some of these bitches be coming up. You know what I mean? This has got, I know you've heard a few stories. The bad guy's not the bad guy all the time. But 4DB is 4DB. So I know the bad guy is the bad guy all the time. So you'd have heard you some stories and everything, too. So, and it's just crazy because, like I said, I don't even want to be in the same cycle. Because I feel like if I don't step up and put my foot down in certain situations, then it's going to always be the same thing, like you just said. But also at the same time, as far as I go, I also feel I shouldn't, I don't even really want to change. I don't, the things that I do are good. I just got to make sure I'm doing it for the right people.
Yeah, that part.
I guess that's the main thing. And I don't like assuming things. I've always been one of those persons where it's like, if it feels right, if it looks good, feels right, and everything like that, like I said, I roll with it. I say it all the time. In order to trust somebody, in order to know if you trust somebody and deal with somebody, you have to do it. There's no other way to do it. You can't walk into a situation already holding something back or doing this or doing that. You have to, if you're going to see what it's going to do and what's going to happen, you have to go all in. You know, and that's my problem. When I actually choose to deal with somebody and see what's going to go on or everything like that, I go all in off top because, again, it's like fucking class. I'm that teacher that's like, you already got an A-plus with me. The fact that I'm even dealing with you and I'm trying to do certain things with you and this, that, or whatever, that already means you're at the top of your class. Because like I said, I don't just deal with anybody. I may fuck some things every now and then, but I don't just officially deal with anybody. You know, motherfuckers don't get that. You know, and certain people always feel like, you know, when you feel like you higher than thou and you mightier than this and that or whatever, then you overlook certain things. Or maybe you're just not paying attention. I mean, you never really know what people got going on in their personal lives. You know what I mean? So that's why it's all about knowing yourself and knowing what you're capable of and what you can do. So as far as I go, like I said, it's a privilege to deal with me because, again, I know what I'm capable of doing. I know what I can bring to the table. I've done it. You know, this is why, that's exactly why, you know, motherfuckers, and I got more stalkers than I even imagine. It is weird that motherfuckers be coming out the woodwork in certain places in certain shape, ways, and forms because, like I said, I'm trying to stay focused. But the thing I'm trying to stay focused on is focused on other things. So my thing is, do I try to stay focused on that, or do I just let them do what they do, and then I'll just be over here? But the thing is, you know, I can't just do what I'm supposed to do because then I'm supposedly able to lose focus. You know, that's a complaint or whatever, or something like that. In the global sense, you know, I'm just speaking universally here, in a sense. But while I'm trying to, and then a lot of people like that I said that love me. Literally, a bitch told me she loved me, nigga, like 45 minutes ago. I'm like, bitch, get the fuck out of here. Literally, though. Nigga, I'm like, really? You know, nigga, if I wanted to move, it's like if I wanted to move to Vegas, you know what I mean? This is why I don't even want to really fuck with Vegas. Because if I were to go straight to Vegas, I got a house basically waiting for me in Vegas if I wanted to go back to the old shit. You know, if people that either ain't even seen me or even, man, I'm just simply saying that. It's crazy, man. This girl called me out of nowhere out the blue. Nigga, the other day, nigga, she stayed somewhere way out in the boonies, nigga. I ain't been out there and I don't know how fucking long type shit or whatever, but she's also, nigga, I miss you and everything like this and that or whatever. And I'm like, why, you know, see how all these people trying to, like, draw attention and do this and do that and trying to, like, and it's never the person that you want. That's the crazy part. The person that you really, really, truly want to deal with or whatever is always got some shit going on.
All the time.
And then it's the other motherfuckers that's just like, happens all the time. Why can't the person that I want to deal with be acting like this? Why can't she be calling me at the middle? Why can't she be calling me in the middle of the night like, what's up? But it is what it is. But see, here's my thing. And this is why I think I've been trained for certain things, too, because like I said, you got to be open to a situation in order to see if you can really handle it, if you can deal with it. But at the same time, motherfuckers always talk about, you know, niggas ain't supposed to have feelings. Niggas got feelings, I'm sorry, or at least I got feelings. I do.
Yeah, me too. Sure, me too.
But it's self, but it's self-control. You know what I mean? But at the same time, like I said, a nigga's supposed to be hard in the streets, a nigga's supposed to carry himself the right way, a nigga's supposed to be doing this, that, whoop, or whatever. But at the same time, a nigga is supposed to be able to chill with that one. When you find that one and when you're dealing with that one, right? That's the person you're supposed to be able to, who's supposed to be able to see your weaknesses, who's supposed to be able to have your back in that situation, who's supposed to be able to look out for you. You know, that's the one right there. Mm. But then this is why this is why my trust issues is so, because every time I've dealt with that person, like I said, I'm talking about exes, even people that weren't, I wasn't even really in a relationship with, that stuck around for years, things like that. Like I said, all up to where I'm at now, what I'm doing now, I was always open. And, but then when you give that bitch the information, and when you try to do that, and you give her that power to damage you in a certain sense or whatever, 9 times out of 10 they do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm only speaking from my experience, because I know this is like, well, niggas do this, niggas do that, this, that, whatever. I'll talk about, like I said, me, when I choose up, and I chose up, fuck what anybody else says, fuck what anybody else thinks, fuck what anybody, you know what I mean? That's just how I get down, because I know what I'm doing, and I know how to stay focused on what I got going on. But at the same time, it's one of those, what the fuck is going on in the world?
Motherfuckers crazy. Motherfuckers want this, motherfuckers want that, but they only be having shit. That's really the crazy part. That's the crazy. Like, all
I mean,
these,
that,
bitches, these bitches, they be like, oh, you want this, I want a man with this, I want a man with that. Bitches don't even be having no job. Like, bitch, get out of here.
See, and that's me at the same time. Like I said, I don't got shit. I'm going to say it all the time. I can do a lot of shit. I'm capable of a lot of shit. I don't have much. No, I don't. But that's fine. Like I said, I can still bring a lot to the table. I work hard. I can do what I do. And if I have a reason, or if I have something to work towards, a goal or something like that, I can do a whole lot of damage out here. But as far as I go, Dagger, 4DB with it, by itself and everything like that, you know what I mean? I don't require much. And that's how I'm able to keep things moving and keep things. Because, I mean, there's a lot of people that require a lot. You know what I mean? They require a lot. Some require everything, and that's fine too. Because like I said, if I was in certain situations, if I was given, but I mean, that's the humbleness about my situation. I make the best out of any situation. And if we're gonna keep on what we were talking about, if you're dealing with the right people and you're dealing with the right person, then everything is good.
Mm.
You know, but that's just how I get down. You know, like I said, I don't require a whole lot. I'm a very simple man.
Just like this girl. We talked to her yesterday. We got her, this one girl. Knowing that I don't even like her this way or no type of way like that. She cool, chill with, you know what I'm saying, smoke a blunt, blah, blah, blah. She always want me to either fuck her or she might be my girlfriend. So, I'm not going to fuck her, for one. Mm-mm. I'm just not, you know what I'm saying? And she like, when am I see you? Woo woo woo, this and that. I'm like, man, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? I don't like for a bitch to be on me like that, especially when I don't like her like that. Like, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? So she tell me, like, yeah, when you gonna give me the opportunity to be your girlfriend? I told that bitch, I don't want no girlfriend. I was good.
Yeah,
Mm-hmm. No, I'm good.
But then let me ask this, man. Is it better, like, do you wait for what you want? Do you take what you can get? Or do you just roll solo and wait for whatever's supposed to happen? Because I really feel like I've been waiting for a long time for the right thing to happen. And then every time I see something, every time I think something's going to flow the right way or things like that, like I said, it's like I always get snapped back into reality and realize that, nigga, nah, that's not going to happen like that. It's nope. Don't. You know what I mean? Like, you ever be so in the zone about some shit or whatever, and then something happens, and then pow, it's like you just woke up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, it always happens like that, because most of the time, the one you really feeling be the one with the stupid ass attitude or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? Be stupid. But this one that she cool or whatever, but you not really tripping off of her, she to be the one that's what you need. You know what I'm saying? It always works out.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, yeah. That's the crazy, right? What? Want and need, right? Like,
yeah.
But the thing is, like I said, the thing that I want can be the thing I need, but it's choosing not to be, in a sense, right? Now, all these things over here, you know what I mean, that's willing to do whatever damn near if I just, you know, just face, you know what I mean, if I just allowed it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, really on some king shit. Like, if I allowed certain shit to happen, then it would happen. And it's crazy because, Sly, even you of all people, you know my get down, right? So if I say shit ain't popping, then it ain't popping. But you know, but like I said, you know my get down, right?
Right.
So and you know, it's just crazy, like, when you, if I were to bring that, I don't, like I said, I'm just saying that, I don't do that. You know, I'm trying not to be that person. But as much as I get accused of being that person, I should be that person. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? That's what I mean. You ever, like, keep accusing me of shit.
That's why I be getting accused of. I be getting accused of all type of shit. I be like, all right, keep on accusing you. But,
that's
you know,
part
that's
that's part of the reason I don't even go nowhere most of the time, nigga. I just try to smoke weed, chill, relax, or whatever. Because, nigga, when a nigga be out, when I be out here in the street, you know, I can't go nowhere without at least one person probably seeing me. And I'm not even trying to like, be like all ooh, whatever like that or whatever. But at the same time, I be places where I don't expect to know nobody except the people I'm with. And motherfuckers be like, hey. And then depending on what they call me, you know, depending on how they address me, let me know how long they've known me. You know what I mean? If they call me
yeah.
by my government, that means that's probably like work or like some family shit or whatever or something like that. Or somebody, you know what I mean? If they call me by O or something like that, and they know my music, but it's been a few years. You know, they know O. They don't know Dagger. You know what I mean? Depending on
right.
how they address, that lets you know how long they've known me. And then some motherfuckers don't even know me. They just point at me like, oh, ooh, whatever, and everything like that. Like I said, I don't even like that. I don't. That's why I always say I'm in the wrong business. You know what I mean? The only time I like that is when I'm on stage doing my music. The only time, because like I said, there's a reason for doing shit, at least for me. There's a reason. I need a reason to do shit. But in other situations, I don't have a reason. I'm just doing shit because that's what I got. That's the last thing I got, Spy, that hope shit. That's what I got. I got hope. You know, hope will fuck a nigga up, though. But I still got a little bit of it, but I mean, that's not, like, but it'll fuck a nigga up, though, real bad. Like, it's some scary shit. And then again, like I said, and then bitches be on some shit, like, don't be all emotional, be a man, woo, or whatever. But then, like I said, if I was on some nigga shit, like I said, I've been that nigga. I've been there already. You know, I walked away from it because it was too easy.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, man, there's a lot of females out here. Some don't know shit. Some think they know shit. And some just, I'll fuck with a bitch maybe with two kids. But three, it's just like, oh, hell no. It's just overdoing it. I just feel that they pussy used up after three. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, like, damn. Like, you know, even two, but, you know, I can deal with two, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, but then those be the ones that be talking about, oh, well, he need this, he need that. But you got three kids, and you trying to tell a nigga what he need to do and what he need to do for you when he ain't even the daddy of these fucking kids? Bitch, you better get in line and wait for a nigga.
And you
nigga
give a bitch two.
Huh?
And you gave a bitch two kids, nigga. I don't want this with no kids, my nigga.
I feel you. I don't either, but I'm giving the benefit of the doubt.
You know what I mean? But that's what I'm saying. You're willing to give that. You're willing to give that, which is why that's cool. I'm not. I can't do it. It's no kid. Because I don't want to step into that situation because that's always somebody else there. Unless your baby daddy in jail or dead or something like that, I'm sorry. That's how I feel. I just don't like the feeling that there's always somebody else involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I want it to be me and the bitch or whoever, you know, I choose up with, and we starting damn near from scratch, if you want to say it that way. You bring what you got to the table, I bring what I got to the table, and we build some shit.
But if you want to start from scratch, if you're going to start from scratch as in just everything family-wise, you know, money-wise, financial-wise, blah, 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 you're going to have to get your young bitch because these old bitches is used. I'm just saying.
Yeah, used up, exactly. There's a few of them out there still. There's a few of them out there in the late 20s with no kids and everything.
It's a couple,
but that's what
man,
I'm saying. I'm trying to hold out and, like, not settle. Like, I'm trying to hold. Like, they be saying, like, in Braveheart. Remember Braveheart? He was like, hold out. Like, nigga, I'm trying to hold. Nigga, I'm trying to hold out. Because I'm just, part of me, like I said, I got that hope thing. You know, that hope thing really fucks with me. Because I just feel after everything that's transpired, after all the shit a nigga done been through, to where niggas been going, niggas walking the right path now, niggas making the right decisions, fucking with the right niggas and shit, doing the right things and everything. I just feel if I hold out, then that part of it will happen when it's supposed to. You know, you don't have to force it. You know, but I'm still like, damn, how fucking long is this shit gonna fucking take? Like, damn, like nigga, like I'm 32. So and
see me,
because
see me, I fuck with a gang of bitches, man, but I don't like half of them, though, but I see what they're about, you know what I'm saying? Like, I get to understand if they going to be a burden on me or if they're going to be, you know what I'm saying, a game for me, you know what I'm saying? And I done fucked with about, like, five or six different bitches in the last 2 months just on some just to see like that, and I'm talking about 35, 37, 28, 25, and the last one was 24. Don't you know, out of all of them bitches, the 24-year-old was on top of her shit? I'm like, what the fuck? That shit crazy, though. Like, it was supposed to be like that. A 24-year-old on top of a 37 and a 35-year-old. And a 33-year-old on her game, period. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? Okay, she do have two kids, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'll take that because that's me, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'll take that. I ain't planning on having no more kids. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. Like, I don't give a shit about that. The kids, I mean, that's good she got kids, so she won't have to be worried about me giving her one. You feel me? That's how I'm feeling like it.
But I
want
shit, a kid,
like,
though. I just don't want nobody else's. But I do want a kid, though. I just don't want nobody else's kid. But you see, for me, like you got that already, Spot. That's what I'm saying. For me, I can't just have a kid with anybody because I understand that half that kid is going to be half that bitch. So I got to make, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm already kind of behind the curve in a sense. Like, on one side, it's good that I made the 32 and everything like that, no kids or whatever, because I'm not established all the way I should be, blase, this, that, woo-woop, or whatever. But at the same time, I'm behind the curve because a lot of niggas got their kids and everything already now, raising them already. Niggas in school and shit. Your kid older than a motherfucker. Nigga, I didn't realize you had a kid till this year because it was just never brought up.
Yeah.
Niggas was talking about his son and shit. I'm like, and an old son, too. That nigga old, like...
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I'm done. Like, I mean, to me, man, I think me, myself, I think I fuck with the wrong bitches. You know what I'm saying? The bitches I don't want to fuck with is probably the bitches I need to fuck with. You know what I'm saying? But I don't see it like that because I'm not going to just fuck with any bitch. It depends on what's with the situation. But as for her being my bitch, it's got to be some quality in it. You know what I'm saying? If it's just a one night stand or a fuck, I'm not going to give a shit, you know what I'm saying? But if it's like, you know what I'm saying, like something I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, establish or whatever, man, it's always the wrong bitch. It's always the wrong bitch. I'm just keeping it real. Bitches be cool and everything, but it don't be the right bitch, you know what I'm saying? But it be a bitch that, you know what I'm saying, I drag through the mud or fucking dog, you know, and she be the one that I really be needing. Like, damn, that's deep. And then I see her, like, 2 or 3 months later looking bad as fuck, like, damn, that could have been my bitch. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I guess, I don't know, it's just the nigga instinct that nigga always want the flashy thing instead of the thing you want to shine up. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I think I just fuck with the wrong bitches, man. I think that's what's wrong with me, man. I mean, I ain't looking for the baddest bitch. I ain't looking for the ugliest bitch. I ain't looking for the cutest bitch. I'm looking for a bitch in between, you know, a seven.
You know, I think I'm looking for the entire, I think I want the whole thing, nigga. I think it's all or nothing, nigga. Like, you know, and And it's just, in my situation, it's like some people already got it, but they don't realize it. Like I said, they're focused on other shit, not worried about things as they should be. Other people, I see the potential, but they're not there yet. You know what I mean? Like, it's, you know, I want the, it's got to be right. Like, and it's sad that I'm saying that, at least on mine, because again, like I said, I got a job. I don't require a lot or whatever. So I'm not one of these niggas out here super balling and everything like that. My car is about 1 year older than I am. You know, like I know how to hold shit down and do what I got to do. And like I said, if you can't roll with that, then that's your shit. You know what I mean? Because like I said, I don't buy bitches. If I got some extra cash and maybe want to do something with you or woo-woo or whatever and everything, then okay. And like I said, if I'm living with somebody and we stand together, whatever, yes, I do expect us to go half on shit, or you're going to take these bills and take these bills or whatever. Or we all going to do something.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm not on that type of status where I'm taking care of everything. And even if I was, I would still want my bitch doing something. I would still want her to do something. You know what I mean? Like, don't just sit around and just not do anything. Like, and become one of these ex-wives and shit on TV or nothing. It's not going to happen. So.
That bullshit.
But like I said, I'm not saying niggas, you know, shouldn't take his girl out or whatever. She deserves that if she's doing what she's supposed to be doing and everything like that. But for sure, take care of yours and make sure your shit is right. You know, but it's got to be even. Everybody's got to be, you know, it's got to go both ways. You know, it can't just be one way or the other.
Right. Because that's
where shit get fucked over.
Yeah, that's the main part right there when motherfuckers get amnesia and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch. You know we agreed to this, you know what I'm saying? And you know, it's just, that's what I'm saying, like, man, I want a bitch that, I don't know, I want a cool bitch, but at the same time, man, these bitches out here are crazy, man. I don't even know.
I mean, I don't understand, but it's not that hard. You want a bitch, like I said, I've seen it on the little things, you want a bitch that really everybody else wants, but you trust her to not go nowhere else. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like I said, I believe in that shit too. If nobody wants your bitch or nobody wants your dude or whatever, there's something wrong with that motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Right.
So let's get that shit out the way. It's not about people wanting your bitch or your dude. It's not about that. It's about what your bitch or your nigga do when somebody else wants them. That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
What are they gonna do when they're tested by somebody else? Or when they're around other people, when you're not around. Shit, when you are there. That's the shit that matters. You know, people do whatever they want to. You know, if you're gonna front or lie or whatever or play the role or whatever, it's a little easier to do that when a motherfucker's in your face because you know a motherfucker's looking at you and shit and everything like that, blase, woo woo, or whatever. But see how all these motherfuckers is out here, like I said, going other places, all on Instagram doing shit, all on Facebook doing other shit or whatever. Motherfuckers see that shit and people have got, you know, that's where shit goes. And then people start talking back and forth, and then people comment, and then that it becomes other shit.
Yeah.
So this is what I be saying, but it's like if you just keep it to yourself, at least, then it's not even as bad. It's bad that you may be out there doing shit, but I mean, at least you're not broadcasting it and doing anything like that. But that's the world we live in. Or maybe you're not doing nothing. You know, you never know what people are doing. But that's the point, is that if you can't trust that person that you deal with or whatever when they're not around you, that's a problem. If every time your girl go out or your dude go out and the first thing you start thinking is that they're fucking somebody else or going somewhere else to do something or whatever and everything like that, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
That shouldn't be the first thought.
Hell no.
You know, but at the same time, it's one of those situations where it's like, but you gotta be worthy of that trust. Your actions have to be trustworthy. You know what I mean? You can't just trust somebody just because. Or again, that's mainly my problem because that's what I do. Like I said, I trust people because I want to trust them, and then I just find myself finding reasons why I shouldn't. While I'm trusting them, you know what I mean. You ever have that trust for somebody and they start chipping away and you start noticing shit. You see this, you see that. You may hear this. You may, you know what I mean. It's that type. you start noticing shit, maybe motherfucker acting a little different or something, or, you know, maybe coming at you a little different, or, you know what I mean? Just, niggas ain't dumb. Real niggas ain't dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it like this. Real niggas ain't dumb. Niggas pay, you know, we pay attention to shit. Whether we let you know, like I said, I'm the type of person where I notice all kind of shit. Whether I tell you I saw it, or whether I tell you I noticed it or whatever, or whether I tell you that it affected me is a different story. But I always notice shit. You know, like, you're not, like I said, niggas not fucking stupid. But my thing is, I always, like, which has also been fucking me over, is that, like I said, if I can't prove it, if I don't got no hardcore proof or this, that, woo, whatever, then I don't really press the issue, because you can't hide shit for too long. Eventually, it's going to come out. So I'm just going to prepare myself.
Yeah, that's real.
And other times, I'm doing some sneaky shit, too. Bitches be thinking I'll be paying attention while they be putting their codes in their phones and shit like that or whatever and everything like that or whatever. I ain't going to lie, depending on who it is. I ain't gonna lie, I done scared a bitch. But see, for me, like I said, I'm good at what I do. I pick up a bitch phone, go through it while she's in the shower or something like that, put it right back where it was when she get out, and right on whatever, like, screen it was on when I opened it up and everything like that. You got to know how to do certain shit. You got to do it. I done looked at all your pictures and scanned your text messages and everything like that and all the bullshit and everything like that or whatever. Put your phone down like ain't nothing happened, knowing you fucking around on some bullshit.
Bitches be thinking,
and I'll say something about it. Yeah, and I'll say something about it maybe a couple of days later. Like, bitch, you thought I didn't know? Bitch, and tell you then I went through your phone. You went through my phone when? Yeah, don't worry about when I went through it. I went through it, though. I'm telling you. Like, you know, and then you ever get a bitch that you ever give a bitch the headlights, and she be with, like, a deer card headlights, eyes be all open, like, you ever got a bitch like that?
I know that. Like, yeah, bitch, you exposed. Yeah, man, these bitches are crazy.
Ain't that, man? That's all I'm saying, man. I'm just trying to. Just overall, man. Number one thing that I don't like, and it boils down to, I don't like motherfuckers telling me they're gonna do something that they're not gonna do. You know what I mean? It just boils down to, like, be whatever you say you're going to do, whatever you're about to be about, whatever your actions say or how you care, do that. Just do that. You know what I mean? Don't flip-flop. Don't be this way, one way. You know, my consistency. Whatever it is, even if you're a consistent asshole, then fine, be the fucking asshole. Because I'm trying to be consistent with my actions and how I'm carrying myself and what I'm doing, but I'm seeing myself as doing it for no reason. So it's like, I might as well say fuck it and have fun like everybody else. Like I said, everybody's just doing what the fuck they want to. Look at this nigga. Like I said, we keep talking about Fo. Look at Fo ass. Fo out here, nigga, this nigga gonna get shot. This nigga gonna get killed. Fo gonna get shot. Like,
that nigga's stupid.
But I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Like, it's just niggas just doing what they want to do, you know? And I guess why not? But there are consequences somewhere down the line. Somewhere something's gonna happen. I don't wish no ill will on nobody or anything, but shit, something gotta happen somewhere.
That's why you gotta know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? No, when you're a certain age, man, you kind of know what to do and what not to do. I mean, not saying you know everything, but you kind of witness a gang of shit. Like I said, man, even like this 37-year-old I'd be kind of like talking to, fucking with, whatever you might say, cool-ass bitch, you know, got her shit, well, I got everything, everything is good. You know what I'm saying? She got insecure, she insecure on certain shit, though. So it's like, now that bothers me because, bitch, if I'm out and I can be, shit, sleep in the cave, all I know, this bitch think I'm fucking with 12 different bitches, like, man, you too old to be acting like that. Like, what the fuck? But then when I be like, okay, I'm going to come over and shit, I go over there, chill, whatever, and I get ready to leave, she's like, why you don't spend the night? Like, man, I got shit to do. Like, what you got? You know, it's just too many questions and shit. we stop asking questions. That's where I'm at. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know exactly what a bitch want from me. It's crazy because a lot of bitches like me, and I ain't saying it like that. A lot of bitches like me, but I don't be liking them though, and they be cool bitches. That's the cold part. But I don't be liking them because something will turn me the fuck off, or something I have to like every time. You know, something. Like, I done had some cool ones. Like, then I had some crazy ones, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you get that every time. It ain't no ifs, ands. But I really think me, myself, I'm really choosing the wrong ones. I really think so. But I don't want to downgrade. I'm not trying to downgrade or nothing. I just, man, I just don't know, man. I mean, sometimes I be like, man, this shit right here, man, it's stupid. Like, you fuck with these bitches, and as soon as you think everything is good, bam, you know, it's bullshit.
Something out of nowhere, like.
Yeah, then the bitch have a million excuses. I got this other little blog over
that's
there.
That's
like,
another thing I don't like. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, because I got a story about that too. Motherfuckers always try. They always try to, when they're wrong or when they don't think they're wrong, they just can't accept it. They always try to justify their actions some way, somehow, that just makes sense to them. Like,
yeah.
Like, that only makes sense to you. Like.
Yeah, but it's just like I had. I think she like maybe like 25, 26 or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Cool bra or whatever. I mean, she still needs some training or whatever in certain little things, but she cool or whatever. But the thing is, what I don't like is for a bitch to question me about some shit that's irrelevant. You know what I'm saying? Like, some irrelevant shit. The shit ain't got nothing to do with us. Life itself, nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck does that matter? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, just these days, a lot of bitches are insecure, and it's because they've been fucking with some bitch-ass nigga that got them like that, and now they think every nigga is just going to be the same way, you know what I'm saying? Which is fucked up, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, like, bitches talk a good one. Be strong, bitch. I mean, a nigga's a nigga, you know what I'm saying? You know what you're dealing with from the beginning, just like a nigga know what he's dealing with from the beginning. Bitches is bitches, niggas is niggas, you know what I'm saying? You get that one that's you claim to be the one, then she never be the one. But like I said, all the time when I dog these other bitches and cuss these other bitches out, them bitches be the loyal ones. I just don't know. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This shit is crazy, but I'm not looking for the prettiest bitch, though. I mean, I'm not, because I know it's a lot that come with that. You gotta be on point with that shit. You gotta support their needs and their habits. And I ain't that nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'll team up with you and we can make some team effort. But I can't buy you no $800 hair. You know what I'm saying? Or I can't pay your car note. You know what I'm saying? I can't do that. I got a car note, bitch. You gonna pay mine? You know what I'm saying? But I'm not about to do none of that. You know what I'm saying? We can go half on half if you need it. If I'm down with you like that. You know what I'm saying? If I'm feeling like you my bitch and you're going to look out for me, I'm going to look out for you. Yeah, I might do that, but I'm not about to just pay the full amount. That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't need no bad bitch, because I ain't going to keep her long. I ain't going to keep it real. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't going to keep her long if it's financial, because I'm not, I'll work just like the next nigga do. I ain't rich, you know what I'm saying? I might look like $1 million, but bitch, nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? But there's bitches out there that think a nigga got money. They think I'm just like, you know, just turned up, like, all the way. Like, all right, bitch, I don't need you, because, bitch, you don't
know. That's exactly why I told bitch on top. I don't got nothing. I'm broke. Like, I, even though I got it, like, no, I'm broke. I don't got shit. You ain't fucking with me. Yeah. If you ain't fucking with me, then nah. You know what I mean? Like, you got to fuck with me broke. Like, I got nothing. Like nothing. Like, this is what I got right here. Like, nope. You ain't fucking with me like this, then shit, I can't do nothing for you. Then maybe the surprises come out later. But off top, just no bitch. I look good, I smell good, I can turn up if I need to, and I'm with that. All right, that's all you need to know.
That's why it shouldn't be no other, you know, other shit. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't. You know what I'm saying? No, but I'm with you. I'm with you. You know what I'm saying? It ain't.
I like that. Yeah, exactly. It is. They don't
realize
that. Like,
but see, the thing about bitches is
they try to act like they don't give a fuck, they don't give a shit. And they really do. They really be emotional over
and
something
what,
that be
And that's where they be fucking up. And that's where they be fucking up. Because they be all trying to be hard asses and shit or whatever, be all woo. And no, you a female. You're not supposed to be like that. I know, like you said, I know dude would ever hurt you. But, I said, woo, but look, if we trying to do this and this is supposed to be your nigga, then you need to let him know that that's your nigga. You know what I mean? They don't realize that part. It's more so like, I'm going to tell you you're my nigga. We may fuck and everything like that, but, you know, I'm not doing the other shit that makes you feel like that shows you, like, nigga, yeah, we in this together type shit. And you can't really teach that to a bitch. I've noticed that as well. And another thing that I feel that bitches know how to do it. Like I said, they just choose not to. They just choose not to. Some of them may not have experienced all type of things, but after you pass a certain age, after you've been in at least two, maybe three relationships or whatever and everything like that, I mean, you know what it feels like to be wanted or to want to be with somebody than to not want to be with somebody. And you know how to let somebody know that you want to be with them. Spy, you know how to fuck with a bitch to let her know that you, like, I'm fucking with you. I know how to act like that to a certain bitch because that bitch gets all the shit that the other bitches don't even think about getting. You know what I mean? Or they only get if this bitch is acting up. Bitch, if you want to act up, then okay, that's on you. Then I'm going to go do something or whatever. But at the same time, don't get it. You know what I mean? The one you hold it down for first. But I don't know what these bitches be expecting niggas to do. Like, a nigga's not just going to sit around and just wait for you to get your fucking shit together either. Expect no real niggas.
That's real talk.
They're going to sit around and wait. Who wants to deal with bullshit on a daily basis? Who wants to, you know what I mean? Who wants to argue every day? Who wants to fight all the fucking time? You know, who wants to go through that? When you go home, this is for y'all motherfuckers living with a bitch, or even if you go to her house all the time and she comes through with you or whatever. When y'all together, there's supposed to be no real problems. No real problems. Outside of what? Is she going to cook or y'all going to buy food or something like that or whatever? Or who's going to roll up the weed or some shit? I mean, but there should never be no real issues. And that's only because the realest issues comes from people that just at some point realize they don't want to fuck with each other. But then if you don't want to fuck with each other, walk the fuck away. Walk away. Walk.
But see, some motherfuckers be like, oh, I don't want to do, but really be wanting to do some shit, but now you got the other person feeling a certain way, the other person like, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? It'd be wishy-washy shit. Like, I ain't about to just blame all them females because I know niggas do stupid shit. I know niggas do stupid shit because I'm a nigga and I done stupid shit before. You know what I'm saying? I know.
But at the same time, like, but Spy, when you... Because I feel like you touched that person. Like I said, you was in some shit that I didn't think was going to end. Nigga, because when I started hanging out, you was already in that shit for some years. You know, I'm like, damn. Like, and it was always there, you know? So when that shit happened on your end, nigga, I was shocked. Me, personally, nigga, I was like, what? Like, really? Like, but... At the same time, that's just, you know, what it went down between y'all. It's like, man, you got to walk. It just wasn't there like that, right? You just, whatever, but you had to go. You had to walk away from the situation.
I had to walk away from the situation due to the fact somebody was going to end up getting really hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, on some, I don't know, type of shit, like. Because, shit, how the fuck can I have a good sleep and this bitch might be on some other shit, or she might feel the same way about me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to sleep comfortably, you know what I'm saying? I want to be comfortable when I sleep. I want to make sure.
Especially in your home, like, that's your house.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, you don't want to sleep, nigga, wondering if you're going to get some hot grits poured on you in the morning or some shit like that, or... You know, a motherfucker hit you out of nowhere in the middle of the night, or like there's motherfuckers that nigga got to be worried when they sleep. Bitches do. That nigga might choke your ass in the middle of the night. You know what I mean, or something like I said, there's some crazy people out here in the world, y'all. This is what I'm saying. Like, That's why, at least me personally, that's why I'm not even worried about what's out there in the world like that. You know what I mean? Because all y'all niggas out here chasing this, doing that, getting caught up in all this shit or whatever and everything like that. And the realest shit, the best shit, like I said, it doesn't stand out, but it makes itself presented when it's supposed to. So, you know, like Flower was saying, you just got to recognize her shit. Yeah, if it was fun to fuck, woo-woo or whatever, but if she's going to take more than she's going to give and everything like that, then you got to make sure. What I like to do is what I like to categorize bitches. This is why, like I said, I left the shit alone. But it's what I used to do, what I used to call it categorizing bitches. Like, you know what I mean, bitch? You good here, but you're not good here. You know, you average that shit out, what they got, what they don't got, what they can bring to the table, what they're capable of, blase, woo-woo, freak, not freak, smoke weed, drink, money, job, broke, kids. You know, you analyze all this shit, like, and then it comes to something, like, bam. And then that just lets her know what scale she's on in the rank of the other bitches and shit. Like, okay, where's her priority level? Where's her seniority level? You know, this is me. This is how I categorize my bitches. So I don't know what y'all do, but like I said, you had them bitches that's all on the bitches. Like you said, you got those bitches that, nigga, I don't come around unless she got weed, drank, or whatever. She's paying for everything. I don't even come around unless she got it. That bitch will not see me. Nope. What you got over there?
Uh-oh.
You know what I mean? Like, that's just how I get down. Like, there are bitches I would never smoke my weed with. 9 times out of 10, I always got at least 1 or 2 blunts on me, at least. A lot of times, when shit's cool or whatever, I always try to have at least that 1 or 2, you know, blunts or whatever, just to have. Because everybody needs that little bit of weed. At least 1, you know, try to go to sleep or something like that. So I be trying to have some shit, right? But you be around certain bitches, you know, there are certain bitches that you will smoke your weed with. And there are certain bitches that you would tell that, no, I ain't got no weed. That's just, bitches do the same shit. I'm assuming. I don't, you know what I mean? That's just, but that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Wait, hold on, what the fuck? Hold on, who's trying to, what the hell area code is this? JL832-4108. You got Dagger, what it do?
What up, Nickel?
What it do, who this?
Levi.
Oh, what it do? Hey, yeah, man. See, you didn't do the slogan. That's why I was off a little bit. What it do, Levi? How you feeling?
I'm all right. What's cracking, man?
Nah, we already just get some shit off our chest, man. Like I said, bitches out here acting crazy and everything. That's nothing normal and everything. Just kicking shit back and forth. Any fuck you want to give out this week, Levi? What's been going on your end? Good? Ain't nobody deserve a special fuck you right now?
I want to send a special fuck you to every single body that don't like me and is mad that I'm out here getting it. Fuck you. 2 middle fingers. Sit on a broken glass. You know what I mean? Fuck you.
There it is. It's so, man. But yeah, man. But we was just talking, man. Kicking. Like, we just understand that. And again, like I said, we talk about bitches as we niggas. Like I said, we over here. Whatever. But at the same time, like I said, don't get twisted, it goes both ways, because we know there's dumb niggas out there too doing dumb shit and everything like that too. But you cannot, people, we cannot use this as an excuse. You know, it's not an excuse. It's not, yeah, you made some dumb choices in the past or woo-woo or whatever, but the thing is, the motherfuckers that learn from it, that's what I'm saying. Each bad experience is supposed to teach you something so it doesn't happen again, so you can at least recognize certain things and learn from it or woo-woo and everything like that. But some of y'all, like I said, repeatedly go through the same shit over and over and over. You just go from one situation, get into the situation over here again, but go through the same shit, you know what I mean, with this person. Then you get out of that, go to somebody else doing the same shit and wonder why you're not fucking going anywhere. Think of motherfucking hamsters in the motherfucking wheel. You know what I mean? All they do is run around in the fucking circle. You come out, drink some water every now and then, have a bite to eat, then your ass jumps back in the damn wheel. Fuck out of here. You know, you got to... So, man, you just got to do what you got to do, man. Somebody smoking that good, leaving me out of it. I'm jealous.
That's me, nigga. Me and Bonzi.
Yeah, you get it.
It's Dagger.
All right. Huh?
Nah, she said what's up.
Oh, so I said what's up, what it do? Oh, man. But yeah, it was a good Friday, y'all. Like I said, we got a lot of shit off our chest tonight. We gotta get out. We're gonna get right here. Leave out here smoking. I can go get some weed, man. I can find some. Like I said, I'm jealous. I got somebody waiting for me outside anyway, too, so we got to get ready to get up out of here. Levi, any shout-outs you want to give them real quick before we get up out of here?
No, I don't like nobody right now. So.
Hey, I like that. I like that. Fuck, like I said, so everybody also fuck the world shit. These motherfuckers is crazy out here. That's how I feel. So we all in it together right here on Bang Out Radio. West Whitty, any shout out you want to give? You want to say fuck that bitch one more time?
Man, fuck that bitch in her booty hole with two pencils, one earring, and three boots. Bitch, fuck you.
And then y'all go to Universal Studios tomorrow in the morning. I'm going to call you in the morning to see if you're there, and then I want you to give her the phone so I can tell her. Like, no. Nah. All right, y'all, man. Fuck you Fridays, man. West with it. What happened to Hood Geeks hanging out tonight? Shout out to Levi Kev checking in, man. Like I said, we was all over the place today. But I guess bottom line is, like I said, it's recognized. Recognize what you want from yourself, recognize the people that you're dealing with, and decide if it's worth it. Really decide if it's worth it, I guess. If it's making you money, if it's making you happy. But even when it comes to money, is it worth it? Because not all money is good money. You know, don't get shit twisted. But again, if you're about making money by any means necessary, then do what the fuck you got to do. Man. Like I said, it just depends on whatever path you take. So, because of that, that's why I said it's you got to make sure you choose the right people to be in your circle. You choose the right people to be around, everything like that. Because certain people just don't need to be around each other. Certain people just don't need to congregate. Certain people don't even fucking need to reproduce. You know, certain shit just doesn't need to happen. All right, and you can avoid a lot of situations just recognizing and knowing what's going on. All right. So make sure you tune in this Sunday, Slap Sunday. Oh, very special show tomorrow night. Y'all make sure y'all look out for it. I'm going to say something now. I don't know if y'all check it out. Special live, I don't know what I'm going to call it yet, but Saturday live show from the XMB Model Search, you know, in Hollywood. I'm going to go up there and fuck with the boss lady and do my show live there while looking at the, you know, I'm only calling y'all bitches because I don't know your names individually. So I apologize. You You know, yeah. So don't be mad, but maybe when I introduce to a couple of y'all or whatever up there, you know, maybe get some beauties of the week and shit set up for a couple of weeks. You know, we'll see what it do. So, yeah, that's Saturday, and that's going to be from 5 to 7. All right.
Yeah,
then, of course, last Sunday, this Sunday, 8 to 10, playing the top sliders from the top independent artists from around the world. Triple M Show, Mo Music Monday, All Music Talk, All Music, No Talk, complete opposite of tonight. Turn to Tuesdays. This nigga and the rest of the Hood Geeks.
All
right, 8 to 10 on Tuesday. And West Coast Wednesdays, Hum Nice, Dagger, and Queen B. As always, the Dope Matters and Adult Topics. All right, so it's been fun. It's been a Fuck You Fridays. And, yeah, it was a good one. We had a good one in a while. Good looking out, hanging out with your boy tonight, Wes. You know, so.
Already know.
Good,
you know.
Good looking out. And as always, they're hating on us, man. We'll see y'all next time. We out.
This should be played at high volume.
Turn it up,
Ian.
Here we go. Good looking out, Chuck. With a gang remix right here.
I was just bullshitting. And you know this, man.
Yeah. The L.A. Las Vegas connection.
If it tell me four, I want to have yo.
This is the remix.
I was like, nah, bitch.
Actually,
I'm not fucking with you like that.
It's the winner.
And I was like, hell no. You know what I'm saying? Cause that's the type of shit I be like, no.
Don't get me with it. I be with it. Let's go.
Lyrical manslaughter, harder than concrete. I rip your acapella, destroy you on any beat. Now we can do it for the masses. I'll meet up in the streets, but I'm a verbal assassin and smashing this dub I beat. With a passion for mashing, I'm asking who won what. It's tragic, but I'm blasting on maggots and think that's tough. I'm chemically combustible, biologically hazardous. I'm lyrically untouchable, you verbally cancerous. As a consequence, the cannon spits through your canopy casually. They hating and debating, I'm infiltrating the faculty.
specialty.
Fresh with it,
had to be
dissecting your section. No question, I'm reppin'
with a weapon at least of
injections. Infectious, the freshest, the bestest, the lesson. The man in the mirror, consider this your death wish. I just wanted you to know how I felt. It's hood bound, next round I'm coming for the belt.
Territory sold, hit up struck up big and bold. Some sell, they sold, some hustle, legal to illegal. I can't afford a Benz, I'm swinging. An 84 Regal, 24 inch street rails, sit high like a fucking stallion. Ruger loaded with towel, yeah, it's good smoke all around. Yeah, I like my bitches gutter, not ghetto in ranch. Yeah, ride a Mac as I have it, 357 split like a dragon. Trippy for my niggas, suffer from that hood passion. My niggas in them sales, my niggas in them streets. My niggas in these streets, trying to make these ends meet. Treat a robbery to a fleece, white sheets in disbelief. Sleeping with the fish, she's all getting scratched with the fleas. Little mama a tease, trying to get her out them jeans. A dose of ride a therapy, she wanna marry me. Bleed for my earrings, chain to my wrist. Chevy and pie sitting on black and chrome twisters, like take a picture, trip.
I wanna mic again, off lots of jam, plus TAC, no oxygen. We play to win, but we live in sin. Wanna get to the end, but we can't again. Let me take the first step, Westside rep, taking all bets, cast no check. We again, LA, Westside riders, Chucky, Jason, Freddy, Myers, killing all busters, eliminating snitches. Plus, don't forget that we all fat bitches. Talk through the ditches, niggas so evil, then we play dead. Get him in the sequel, thought it was over? I ain't even started. I beat a nigga dumb, nigga dumb retarded. Too cold hearted, like Sub-Zero. Captain, save him, not that hero. Chuck Supreme, it's one and only. Went to the block and I got the homies. Pass the beat like a blunt. Hit that, pass it like a bitch that's flipping. Hit that, sit back, trust me. Funny, we got it. Mind all money in a bitch out pocket. Smack, smack, stop it. Got nothing for you. Bitch ain't winning, you know, game over.
My nigga be out here bullshitting. I'm busting shots, 20 grand prison. Caught up in the world, chasing his paper. Trippin' I deal with head all time, gum on. Possible to be poppin'. Push a button like panties drop. When you hatin' niggas can't stop it. Gonna catch it like flame red. Standin' out, flame zone. P85 with a standing clip. From the fire as we in the game zone. Flame zone, can't fit. 24 times to begin to fit. City sick, I need these drugs. Day after day I'm going up. A nigga stay fit, so she's choosing up. Choosing up, still gon' hate the day. And I spit it 4 times, never miss a K. Every stick, damn it gone. I keep 16 shots and never be alone. Hatin' on us, waiting on us. On the block strapped up, catch a K from us. We the boys, bitch, stop hating on us.
We the boys, bitch. Like, cause it's like some niggas, they stop hating on us.